Okay, next one is going to be Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, 10/20/25. Miss Brooks's date of birth is... Well, before we do that, put down this patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director. She's currently in her 17th benefit period, extending from 9/11/2025 to 11/9/2025. Now, let's see. I was going to look for her date of birth. One second. Okay, here we go. Her date of birth is 4/9/40. This is an 85-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. FASD score of 7C, PPS of 40%, period. She is bedbound, requires help with all ADL, decreased appetite, weakness, debility, chronic pain, polyarthritis, anxiety, and history of falls are her comorbidities. Patient is at a less risk of fall because now, of course, she's mostly bedbound. She has an MAC MAC of 24 centimeter at the time of evaluation. Her FASD score has dropped to 7C, as in Charlie, PPS of 40%, period. Today's O2 was at an examination, was at 96% room air. Patient was at febrile blood pressure 120/85. Period. Patient complains of pain in her shoulders, elbows, and knees upon movement. Patient has a very loving family who care for her. Tamara, her daughter, and who she lives with, and her husband, period. Tamara tells me that she's more confused. She does not recognize anyone any longer at this time. She's eating less. She must be forced to eat. Eating about 25% of her meals per Tamara. The MAC of 24 centimeter is a reduction from 25 centimeter, 0.5 centimeter, consistent with Alzheimer's dementia and decreased weight. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition, sleeping 12 to 16 hours a day, period. Patient continues to decline as far as fermentation is concerned, and her appetite and her comorbidities of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient is at a high risk of aspiration. This was discussed with Tamara, her daughter, who's well-versed, V-E-R-S-E-D, in mom's condition and is very careful when it comes to feeding her. She mostly eats soft food and some pureed food, Tamara tells me, in order for her to be able to swallow. She does have a tendency to pocket food. She also has sundowner syndrome, which appears to be controlled with the current medication at this time. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's daughter feels like her mom is becoming anemic. She talked about doing blood tests, but I explained to her that usually we don't do blood tests, and we just keep patients comfortable on hospice, especially with the change in her condition and her worsening symptoms related to her hospice diagnosis, period. Nevertheless, a patient would benefit from MVI, multivitamins, in order for Tamara to feel comfortable that mom is getting all the food that she needs, period. Her care and the findings were also discussed with the hospice aide that was present at the time of visit, Kimberly. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she mostly has less than 6 months to live. But I think I already said that. Thank you so much. This is on Miss Bernie. Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, date of birth 4/9/40. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.